those nights also. It's Sunday, so yeah, back to the grind tomorrow, and we'll see how the week goes. How's the tide doing? What is the tide doing right now? Is it a high tide or a low tide? Do a little bit?
Right now it has receded. It was high earlier today, but right now it's back down to, it's actually low, I think, at this point. Over.
Yeah, I wonder, that's some kind of interesting also. I mean, besides propagation, I'm wondering how many yes units difference that would... That would play, high tide versus low tide. Over?
I don't know, but we're going to try something tomorrow. Friends coming over. We're going to taut up the radial system. We're going to make them taut about maybe 6 inches to a foot above the floor of the marsh, so that and then level them, so that when the water comes in, we're going to try to get it so they all get swamped at the same time, just to check out that. That question to try to dial into the skin effect, and so it's going to take a little bit of work to get that thing done. There's 60 radials, so we got to pull each one out, and I'm also got to if I do that, I got to make sure they're the same length and retune. But it's an interesting question, and I hope to be able to see what the heck's going on, because sometimes at sunset, when the tide is coming in or coming out, and I can see the radials are definitely getting swamped. Some crazy stuff happens, but I think it's a propagation. Roger, over.
Yeah, QSL, no, probably more propagation than anything else. But you know, I can also remember, I think it was a week or two ago, when you had it was a sunset, you had high tide going on, and it was supposed to be a full moon that night. And for those, you know, there was the day before, the day after. And you were coming in here like a freight train. I mean, you were solid. So yeah, it's interesting to find out how much the tide would play into the S unit factor. But that's something that we can that you'll I'm sure explore in the coming days. And in the meantime, you and your friend, I hope you guys don't have to work too hard with laying out the radios. And I'll see you tomorrow, or at least hopefully propagation day. I'll let you go, and I'll put you up on the spotter, so hopefully lots of people come your way. Over.
All right, I appreciate that. And how does this rig sound to you? Is it can you hear a lot of? I can hear myself breathing, but can you hear any room tone or anything, any echo or anything? Roger, over.
Negative, Bill. No feedback. It sounds a little bit more tony, if you will, like a little bit more, how should I put it, probably a little bit more high and low in there compared to Kendra, I think, what you're using here. And that was kind of all round and also robust. Where this one right now, anyway, sounds like you got the high and the low working, but the middle is like one step behind. Over.
All right, understood. I can throw a switch on the microphone. That might help out. Maybe not. But that's cool. I don't have my processor or the equalizer, and it's just a microphone going into the rig. This is the TS 830 audio. I could do that. I mean, the 520 will pump out its audio even on receive through that processor and such, but I'd have to rig something up, and I'm not going to do that. I got a second one I'm going to incorporate with this to take care of that problem. But I appreciate that. And is the processing too aggressive, Roger? Over.
Negative, not at all. No override. Like I said, if you want, you know, it sounds like if you hooked up the processor and brought the middle frequency up, you'd be locked in. Over.
Okay, Roger. Let me just try one thing before you go. The book says it should be the processor should be run something like that. Is that a little bit too much? Over.
Try it again. Go ahead. Give me like a 1, 2, 3 test. Over.
All right. 1, 2, 3. This is like to me in the TS in the ICOM. This is like very heavy, very aggressive. But according to the meter, it's about 10 to between 10 to 20 dB of compression, which is what the book says. And I'm just curious if that's overly aggressive to the original setting, which was a lot lighter. I just cranked it up, Roger, over.
Okay, well, when you cranked it up, basically the whole range came through, and now that's more punchy, like if you want to break through a pile, over.
Oh, okay. Let me check the ALC. It's a little hot, so I'll bring the ALC down a little bit here. How does that sound to you? Over.
Okay, it sounds a little bit better, but at the same time, that's strange. You brought the ALC down, and now it sounds like just a little bit of a little bit over mic. Over.
Oh, okay. Let me kick it up there. I didn't actually bring the ALC down. I turned the mic gain down, which is a different thing. And if I go back over to here, 1, 2, 3, 4, right about here, this sounds better to me. And the needles look like they're good, but it's not what the book says. The book says I should run it something like about, well, I can go, that's almost all the way up. I should go something like about here. And I got the dry set properly. Hola. And the ALC is about one-third. It's going up on this little scale. It's not exceeding that. I could go a little bit more. That's really pushing the ALC higher. And let me check the compression. Hola, 1, 2, same compression. And I'll bring it the ALC down to where it's, according to my alignment, I might get the alignment wrong. There it is. Anyway, I hope that's, I don't know, how's that sound, over?
It's sounding good, except, you can't do it. I'm sure with the controls you got, it just sounds like it needs some more low range, some more bass, over.
All right, very good. All right, we will take that into, I'll get to that in a moment, but, I'm glad that the thing is sounding, let me see. According to my 706, let me do the XIT. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. I'm listening to myself on a receiver, which is dialed in to 7175 right here. And 1, 2, 3, I'm trying to get the phase out. I can hear myself. I'm trying to get the phase there. That's pretty much on the correct frequency, but it doesn't sound too cool. It doesn't sound, it's overdriving the receiver by a large factor. But I'll turn the ALC up a little bit more. Maybe I got the ALC wrong. But anyway, I appreciate you giving me some ballparks by listening to it on the other end. It helps me out a lot. HB9GHR, W1ZY.
W1ZY, HB9GHR, actually, Bill, that's right there towards the end. You sound like you're dialed in. I know you're listening to yourself on the monitor these days. It probably doesn't sound the way you want it to, but those 5-10 seconds of transmission your side, you sound like your normal self, over.
All righty, very good. I did crank up the ALC a little bit higher. I said it last night, and I might have gotten the readings. I think in my mind I got the readings. I misinterpreted their readings in the service manual. I think they were talking RMS instead of peak-to-peak, so I didn't put enough signal in. But anyway, we'll take care of that in a moment because we're about to really horse around with the audio. I'm going to do the same thing to this thing that we did to the 520. And then maybe just turn that RS speech processor off, or maybe add a little bit. You know, it's going to be fun to check it out to try to give it a little bit more aggression, or we'll see what happens. And I did set it in accordance to what you told me, so I do appreciate the time that you spent with me, and let your wife know that, because I know she's probably saying, "What the hell are you doing in there with that that whizzy guy, that wizard?" Not too much of a wizard now. 73's HB9GHR, W1 said what?
Well, you know,
she was working at the airport today, though, and she started at 4 this morning. So, you know, my guess is if I peek around the corner, she's sawing logs on the couch and doesn't even care what I'm doing. But, yeah. Anyways, you know, that's the fun thing about the radio. Always exploring and always trying something new. So, no, you sound good. That's the last over. It sounds like the best yet dialed in. And yeah, I'm sure by this time tomorrow, if I hear you, it'll be even more dialed in knowing you. So have fun and have a nice Sunday afternoon. And hopefully the weather is in your favor. And hopefully catch you tomorrow as well. W1ZY, HD9GHR, 73.
Good to hear you, and we have made a recording. We'll post it up there. But good to hear you coming through, and we'll talk to you soon. HB9GHR, W1ZY, 73.
All the best, Bill, 73.
Roger, Golf 1, Tango, Delta, Norway, W1, Zulu, Yankee. Good to hear you coming through. I'll give you a report on the next over because I have a calibrated S-meter, so to speak. But good to hear you, Trevor. We're using the TS-830 that we just took off the bench after working on it for a couple weeks. G1TDN, W1, said what? Alrighty, thank you for that, Trevor. You are 59 on the button, right on the meter, and it's good to hear you coming through, Trevor. Over.
Yeah, Roger. Well, thanks for that. Bill, I want to tie you up. Thanks for the contact. This is you and the
one-two. All right, 73s, and thank you again for the quick. Quick contact, Trevor. All the best from Rhode Island, G1TDN, W1ZY, 73. All right, I'm now being played by my noise level, QRZ, W1ZY. Delta Fox 4 Alpha Tango, is that right?
No, negative. It's a quadra. DK Delta Kilo Zero Alpha Tango.
Oh, DK Zero Alpha Tango, W1ZY. Good to hear you coming through. You're about a 59 into Rhode Island. And my name is Bill, Bravo, India, Lima, Lima. Delta Kilo Zero Alpha Tango, W1ZY.
Yeah, QSL, Bill. This is Delta Kilo Zero Alpha Tango returning. You are 59 with some noise here in the outskirts of Ember Spring. I'm 25 kilometers southwest from Ember Harbor. And there he is, India, Washington, the Sugar, Mexico.
Alrighty, very good. There was another station just giving his call out there for some reason, but good to hear you. Could you give me your name again, over?
India, Washington, the Sugar, Mexico. The name is Wolf, like Wolfgang Amadeus. You know, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. That's a little bit too long. Therefore, instead of William, you are saying Bill, and I'm saying Wolf, for Whiskey, Oscar, Lima, Foxtrot, like the big fat Wolf. Go ahead, from DK Zero Alpha Tango.
All right, Delta Fox, Delta Kilo Zero Alpha Tango, W1ZY. Well, very good, Wolf. Yeah, you're coming through very nicely. You're 59, and we are having a rainy afternoon here. But it's nice to be inside working on this radio and putting it up on the band here for the first time, and seeing if it works. A try. Running about 500 watts, the antenna is a pair of phased verticals. I am in a tidal salt marsh called the Succotash Salt Marsh, right on the Atlantic Ocean in Matunuck, Rhode Island, southern Rhode Island, right on the south coast. Back out to you, Delta Kilo Zero Alpha Tango, W1 said what?
Kilometers away, and the river Elba maybe 20, 25 kilometers away from the maximum high height. Yeah, okay, I'm running here a double bazooka only, being pointed 70 feet above the ground, and I'm using my crank-up tower as a support, and the radio here is an ICOM 7700, driving a homebrew amplifier. I never heard about the transceiver you're using. I have no idea what kind of equipment that is. Could you give me details for the pilot? I guess we're keeping too busy. Back to you.
Okay, no problem. It's a Kenwood TS-530S. TS-530S. My normal rig is a 520, which I've been using for over 45 years. And someone sent this rig up to me because they were about to throw it out. And I repaired it over the last couple weeks. There were a lot of problems with it. And I aligned it, and we're testing it out this afternoon. I finished the alignment this morning, and we're driving an SB221, about 500 watts. I have a ALC modification on the amplifier to be able to dial the power down. But that's what it is, and I think I still have some more tweaking to do on it, but we're just testing it out, Mr. Mozart, over.
Yeah, Roger. DK0AT returning. Okay. Well, I was running the older model from ICOM. 751. There was a power switch over transceiver. At that time, I was using it for after purposes, and you know, that's a kind of a BK system, like in the NCW, for short replaced by another transceiver. And we find that you keep it running. And with that transceiver at that time, I was running the Sugar Baby also 220, but I remember there was a 21, I don't remember the details of that on that amplifier, but that was a solid solution, and I have been building that kit with pleasure to be ready during the contest. But most of the time, the storm has gone, so we are quite wet. It has been very wet, but on the other side, that was necessary. We need that rain. DK0 Alpha Tango for any fine lady from the testing.
Alrighty, Delta Kilo Zero Alpha Tango, W1 said why. Beautiful transmission, and good to hear you coming through in such fine fashion, and having experience with the old radios as well. I like working on them. They're at the top of my technical capabilities. The smaller stuff with the SMDs, I can't do that. But I'm starting to get relatively proficient with some of the stuff that's required to get these things running and to keep them running. And I'm very happy to get this thing up and running. And again, we want to tweak it a little bit more, but I'm just glad it's transmitting and receiving. And there's a couple things don't work. I don't think the noise blanker's working. And there's some transistors blown out in the Vox circuit. But outside of that, it seems to be holding its own. Hey, 73s, and vielen Dank für dieses Verbindung. 73 von Rhode Island, lieber Wolf. Delta Kilo Zero, Alpha Tango, W1, set what?
Yeah, Roger, Roger. I'm on your side, let me say it that way. This time I'm building up all the equipment and keep it running. A friend of mine got made an overhaul for that old Icon transceiver. And he used it in a contest with very good success. But, now he has been buying that transceiver maybe in 1984, I believe, and 1984. And this radio I've already bought a couple of years ago. But I'm very pleased. I've got also the smaller little brother, the 7600. And it's running well. It's not so heavy. It's not so heavy. The big setup, including the power supply of the 7700, is too heavy. It's too heavy. But anyway, it's a fine rig, and I can run also radio towers and CSK with it from time to time. But the operators being now on the air, they're all typing prepared texts, and there's not a real communication. These guys can't use their fingertips for real communication. And if you have got someone who can write with his 10 fingertips, that's a pleasure, like in a conversation. You can pose a question and you will get a reply. And that's ham radio, what ham radio is about. And I do know what I'm talking about. I'm over 50 years in the air, so I have got some experience. My pleasure. Good success for your work there with the equipment, overhauling it, and with the antennas. Best regards. We are closing down here. Mexican, DK Zero Alpha Tango, closing down here. Bye bye, Bill.
All right, 73s, and I am with you at all. I'm also with you as well, Wolf, in your observations. It's kind of scary. As the time continues and to watch what's happening here, it's kind of scary. 73s, and thank you again. We'll talk to you soon. Delta Kilo Zero, Alpha Tango, W1, said what?
Yeah, Roger. Roger, we own the same red line, the same idea. Thank you, Bill.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Delta Kilo One, Oscar Mike.
Delta Kilo One, Oscar Mike, W1 Zulu Yankee. Guten Abend, vielen Dank. I'll give you a report on the next transmission. My name is Bill, Bravo India Lima Lima, and I'm located in Rhode Island, the smallest state in the U.S. Delta Kilo 1, Oscar Mike, W1 said what?
Yes, W1 said why? Delta Kilo 1, Oscar Mike. So good evening, Bill. My name is Jan, Julian Alman Lorena, and I'm located in the northern part of Germany, between Hamburg and Hanover, and I'm very interested to receive a report from you. W1 Zulu Yankee, Delta Kilo 1, Oscar Mike.
All right, Jan, Delta Kilo 1, Oscar Mike, W1ZY, you are 58, 5 and 8 on my S meter, which I just calibrated yesterday, and a very good signal. I have you tuned in pretty nicely. I'm running about 500 watts. The exciter is a TS830S, which I just finished repairing and aligning this morning. And the antennas are two verticals, homemade phased verticals in a tidal salt marsh here on the south coast, right on the ocean. Delta Kilo 1, Oscar Mike, W1 said what?
Okay, W1 said what? Delta Kilo 1, Oscar Mike. Yes, okay. Thank you for the description. I'm using quite an old transceiver as well. It's an Icon IC735. I don't know how old it is, but it is very old.
and the linear amplifier Yaesu FL2100 Zulu, also very old, with a substituted side, and the antenna is a road carrying dipole, which is on my mark. I raised up here last week in the garden. So this is a new antenna system for me, and I wonder how it works. On the course of 20 meters, this is the first U.S. contact for me. Back to you, to Rhode Island, W1 Zulu Yankee Delta Kilo 1 Oscar Mike.
All right, Delta Kilo 1 Oscar Mike, W1ZY. Well, you're coming through very nicely. And you are almost as loud as the previous contact with a Delta Kilo Zero Alpha Tango station, so both running the comparable power. So I would say that antenna is holding its own quite nicely. Local time here is 5:56, almost 6 o'clock, but it's actually coming up onto 5 o'clock compared to the time yesterday, because all of the clocks have been moved forward. So we are actually coming up onto 5 o'clock ham radio propagation time, HI. It's still quite early. And we have another maybe half an hour to 40 minutes of daylight here. So we're in the afternoon, and I think that your antenna is doing a beautiful job into my QTH, John. 73s, and thank you for the call. We're testing out this rig, and we are curious to hear other reports. So as we both test out our equipment here, we will continue our experiments. Delta Kilo 1, Oscar Mike, W1ZY.
Delta Kilo 2.3. Okay, I've heard another station, Delta Kilo 6, calling you, so I won't hold it too long. Local time here is late in the evening, just 11:05 p.m., and I have to close down my station now because I have to go to bed. Earn my money again. So, thank you very much, Bill, for this nice little test of our antenna. And, wish you have some more contacts this morning. Thank you very much.
Alrighty. Well, we'll look for you again, Jan, later this week. 73s, W1ZY, standing by for Victor Kilo 6. Go ahead, over. Oh, okay. It's good to hear that. Victor Kilo 6, Kilo Radio Charlie, W1ZY. I have to type that in. good to hear you coming through, Bob. I can't give you a signal report yet because I wasn't looking at the S meter. I'm using a TS-830, which I just repaired, and I'm trying to I'm confused by all of the dials on it. So this is our first hour of using the rig after getting it off the test bench and aligning it. But great to hear you coming through. Local time here is essentially it's 5 o'clock, but the clocks are saying 6 because we moved them forward last night. Back to you, Victor Kilo 6 Kilo Radio Charlie, W1ZY. All right, well, I have some other people coming in here. Let me change my frequency to zero myself up on 7140. Yeah, there's some Americans starting up right next to me. I guess they can't hear. I have the antenna pointed the opposite way, so I'm having difficulty. But thank you for letting me know you've been hearing me. I think you said for the last 40 minutes, so that's good to know about the propagation. Back to you, Bob. I'll try to see if I can hear you better. VK6KRC, W1, said what? Victor Kilo 6, Kilo Radio Charlie, W1 ZY, I got you on that one. And what you're 5859, what is the my signal report, Bob, for my log so I can clear it off of the computer screen, over. Okay, I think I heard a S9 in there, depending upon some other factor, but I'll just write that down. But very good. And what is your antenna again, Bob? I keep forgetting, but I don't write it down in the log notes. But what is your antenna again, over? Very good. And how much power into the vertical delta loop, over? All righty, 300 or 400. Very good. Well, it's always interesting to check out the check out what the other person is running to get a bead on the propagation. And I think I'm going to have to move up a little bit after this QSO to get away from these Americans that are below me. But again, I'm confused running this TS-830. I don't know. I don't have it down. I have to think before I do things. But it is interesting to be able to dial things in on receive. The other rig, of course, is the TS-520, and it's a different animal. Hey, 73s, Bob, and thank you for checking in on this rainy Sunday afternoon all the way from Australia, Long Path. Victor Kilo, 6 Kilo Radio Charlie, W1, said what? All right, 5'8", almost 5'9" on that one, Bob. 73s, W1 said, why? I got to move up a little bit, I think. Standing by.
Okay, Delta Charlie 1, November Tango,
W1 said, why? Good afternoon, good evening. Go ahead, let me check out your signal on the meter, over. Yeah, I'm using the TS-830. You are 5 and 9. You're a little bit over S9. So it's a beautiful signal, over.
You're also 5 by 9 with me. As you know, Steve is here from the south part of Germany. I'm running this evening a plate TA7, at Barford with the radio retitle. Wonderful. The TSA-30 sounding is very, very good, my friend.
Oh, really? I appreciate that. Again, I just repaired it. It took me a while. There were many problems, and I just aligned it over the last couple of days, and I appreciate that. We just took it off the bench a couple hours ago. Running about 500 watts, the antenna is a pair of homemade phased verticals beaming northeast. And, Stephen, I think you have a little bit of RF in the audio. Let me listen again, but you're quite loud. You're 5'9 plus 5. Delta Charlie 1, November Tango, W1 said what?
Okay, roger. No problem. Hey, I'm here in a testing condition here with the transceiver, so it's not ready to fix it in the station. So because I'm doing always, how to say, every evening or every day, I'm trying to testing some transceivers and working with this, so to find the best solution. Anyway, the best. I was really pleased to meet you again on the frequency, and I know that you was flying a TS-830, and wonderful audio, so no problem to copy you. And I really appreciate your antenna, what they are doing. You're working with a vertical antenna. It's amazing. You're making amazing signals here in Europe.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that, and I really appreciate you saying that. It's very gratifying, and I understand what you're talking about with the. I didn't mean to mean that you had an audio problem that you didn't know about. I'm sure you that you have the. I can imagine the rig sitting open with the experiments continuing, which is normal for the older operators, Steve HI. But yeah, we're really happy. Let me turn the processor off. This is no processing at all, and it's very fascinating. Back on with the processor and trying to set the level right. So we're playing around with that, turn the processor down more and more and more, and we can bring it up more and more and more up to where the book says it should be right around about here. So we're playing with that, and we have more tweaking to do. But thank you for the nice reports, and you are quite loud here as well. Delta Charlie 1, November Tango, W1, Z1.
Roger, W1, Z1, this is running through the tunnel. By the way, yeah, it's really a big difference if you're moving the processor. So in the last position, it was really, really hard. Not hard, but really good for the X-ray audio. So keep this old radio alive, and we will see you soon on the frequency. Always my pleasure to talk to you, my dear old friend. W1
for
Y, Delta 1
MT,
microphone for the final back to you,
all over. Alrighty, ich bedanke dich für diese Verbindung, Steve, and again, a big signal coming in. You're 10 over 9, almost 10 over 9, but definitely 5 and above coming in this afternoon. 73s, and we'll talk to you again, and we'll get some more updates on your progress on your work over there. Delta Charlie 1, November Tango, W1 said what?
Okay, roger, my dear friend. We mentioned our transceivers together. We'll be about, 80 years old. 73, my friend. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. 73s, W1 said what?
Delta Kilo 2, Japan Whiskey.
Wow, that's a big signal. Delta Kilo 2, Japan Whiskey, W1 said why? Vielen Dank. Sie sind sehr stark. Ich heiße Bill, Bravo India Lima Lima, und gute hoch, es ist Rhode Island Radio Italy. And it's good to hear you bound. Delta Kilo 2, Juliet Whiskey, W1 Z1.
W1 ZY, DK2JW. A very good afternoon to you, Bill, and you have also a tremendous signal here today. With some QSB between 5 and 9 plus 5 and coming up and growing up to 5, 9 plus 15. So, beautiful signal, and I heard that you're testing the new old transceiver, the TS-830. It's a very nice transceiver indeed. So, you have my name okay, and by the way, I found out that we had the first contact in 2003 on 50 meters, W1ZY, DK2JW.
All right, DK2JW, W1ZY, beautiful. Oh, yeah, you're 10 dB over on the S meter, which I calibrated yesterday, so it's just incredible. And very nice to know that we had the QSO a long time ago. Not too long, but an appreciable amount of time. And that we're both still active here in the on the ether. we're very happy here. And as I told The previous QSO was Steve. Very happy to have the radio sitting at the operating position. And I had to make some modifications on the back of it. I took the two IF ports for the IF outs, and I made them for the PTT and the ALC to the amplifier. And we'll be doing some other things on the rear end of it. I'm going to put some XLR balanced connectors and some isolation audio transformers to be able to get some audio into it and out of it, including record audio. So we're going to have some fun with this unit. I have another speech processor identical to the one I use in the 520, but I have it externally built into a box. So I'm going to try to use that in along with this this radio here. So we're going to have some fun with it, but I'm just hoping that it doesn't blow up. I still have to rewind the plate choke, which was burned out, and I wound it up with some number 26 wire, but I think I need a little thinner wire, which I have, to make it work on 80 and 160. Anyway, I've been working on this thing so long, Bernd, that I could go on and bore the hell out of you. Let me know what you're running over there with that huge signal. Delta Kilo 2, Juliet, and let me get myself on frequency here.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
right there. Delta Kilo 2, Juliet Whiskey, W1ZY.
Very nice, Bill. W1ZY, DK2JW. Yes, congratulations for your nice work, and with that succeeding, it does a lot of fun, and so... I just looked up in the Schulman Auktionshaus, so they sell only the old vintage radios with the Collins and Helicrafters, and a few minutes ago I took a look at the internet pictures. It was really nice for me. So, and... the 830 is a very nice old equipment, and I had one a few years ago, but and I was very happy with it. So that's the story from my side. In the moment, I'm using the FT5000, and the linear is the AKM 2000, and the antenna is a four element for 40 meters, but the fourth element is only for matching the other one without the usual matching system. So that's the story. Well, I won't keep it. It's 11 past 11 in the moment, and so I will go to bed now. 73 from old Germany, and back to you, W1ZY, DK2JW.
All right, DK2JW, W1ZY, you peaked up to 20 dB over 59 plus 20 on that transmission, so just... oh my God, the signal was incredible coming through. So, and I'm also happy to know that you are familiar with the rig and probably know how to use it better than I do. We're just learning. But it is fascinating with a signal like yours to be able to turn the RF gain back or even use the RF attenuator, Bernd, and then dial in with the IF shift and the variable pass band and so forth, and try to get the best signal that you can possibly get out of each station. And it was fun tuning around with the passband on your signal and checking out how beautiful it is coming through. I am making an audio recording, as I normally do, and I'm going to post it up on the internet. There's a link on my QRZ page for the archive, and in maybe a day or so it may pop up there. And if you're interested, you can poke around and hear. It's the first recording I made with the 830, and my audio sounds awful. I'm listening on a 706 Mark IIG, which also goes on the recording, but it's I will have to deal with it doesn't sound too good. Anyway, 73s and big signal, and up to 20 over on that transmission on the meter. Delta Kilo 2, Juliet Whiskey, W1ZY.
W1ZY, DK2JW. Thank you very much for the excellent report, Bill. And, yes, I will look for you in the internet the next day. And, by the way, enjoy the hobby as well, and see you further down the dock. And 73 from all Germany, W1ZY, DK2JW, closing down, 73.
73s, W1ZY. All right, many calling, and I can hear everybody. That's fascinating. I have to listen to my own awful audio, though. Fox 5, Mike Sugar Echo, W1ZY. Go ahead, over.
Yeah, thank you very much. Good evening to you, W1ZY. Fox 5, Mike Sugar Echo. Nice to meet you. You have 16 You're 10 to 15 over. GPS is near Paris, 60 kilometers west from Paris. My handle is Terry. Tango, Echo, Radio, Yankee. How do you copy? 1ZY, Fox 5, Mike, Sierra Echo.
All right, Fox 5, Mike Sugar Echo, W1ZY. Good to hear you, Terry. Thanks for the big report. You are 59.59 on my S meter here into Rhode Island. And we are running about 500 watts. The rig is a TS-830. And the antennas are homemade verticals made out of aluminum. And they are phased to the northeast. I'm located right on the Atlantic Ocean in in Succotash Salt Marsh, which is a tidal salt marsh, which floods twice a day with the water. Back over to you, Fox 5, Mike Sugar Echo, W1ZY.
W1ZY, as my name is okay, big solitary copy, indeed, ready. That is six signals, congratulations from your setup. Using ICOM 7800 with 1 kilowatt. Into a vertical, a DAP vertical antenna there. Many patients are calling you, not stay too long, so good luck with the pilot. Thank you very, very much for the report. A short QS to accept you again. 73W1ZY, Foxtrot 5, Mike, CLI, go, thank you.
All right, merci, and a beautiful signal, 73 W1ZY, testing out a TS-830, making an audio recording, standing by. All right, the QRP station.
Victor Echo 1, Sierra November.
Are you QRP?
QSL, 5 watts.
Yeah, you're 59, Earl, in Rhode Island. The name is Bill, over.
QSL, I guess the advantage is that we're on the Atlantic Ocean, high.
I guess so. You're almost a little bit over. I'm making an audio recording, and I'm going to post it up on the internet, but let me know about your transmitter and what the antenna is, Earl, over.
QSL, it's a Hustler six-element vertical, and my radio is an old Anchor, a Yaesu 757TX from 1983.
All right, very good. And you're running 5 watts?
QSL, I've got the power turned down to the needle's hardly even moving.
That's incredible. You're near the ocean, is that right?
QSL, I'm about 500 meters from the ocean, yeah.
Awesome. You're coming through really loud down here into Rhode Island this afternoon, and just remarkable signal. Hey, I'll keep it short, but I do have I have you on the audio recording, and we'll post it up on the internet. We're going to go back to the Europeans, but thanks for the call, and incredible. 5-9, easy copy. VE1 Sugar Norway, W1 said what?
All right, bye-bye.
QRZ, W1 said what? Are there any Victor Kilos long pass? George Zero, Alpha Japan, go ahead, over.
George Zero, America, Oscar, UAS, over.
G0, AOJ, you're 59, a beautiful signal into Rhode Island, over.
Here, yeah, Roger, Bill, long time, no speed, to W1ZY. George Zero, Alpha, Oscar, UAS, nice to see you again, Bill.
Fred, were you hanging out? Were we hanging out when I was in Boston doing the Human Race Project? Over.
Yeah, I was. And talking to, you know, Nigel, you got 0 Charlie Mike Kilo, Nigel, over.
Oh, right. Right. And Fred, are you the person when I put the audio into the back of the ICOM 706? Were you the person that was there when I did that? Over.
No, it wasn't me, Bill.
Okay, I'm trying to find that person. I have an audio recording of that from God. What was that? Almost 20 years ago. Incredible. Yeah, you got a great signal. You're 59. There's many Europeans. Everybody's loud as we go into sunset here. And we're just running a pair of phase verticals, about 500 watts in a salt marsh. And we're testing out this TS-830 this afternoon after pulling it off the bench a few hours ago. What are you running out there, Fred? G0CMK, W1ZY.
Okay,
Seagal
here, America, Oscar, you and Roy back. Okay, then, Bill, and all okay on your old TSC-830 and the verticals in the salt marsh water. My God, that'll be a good ground plane for sure, Bill. And I'm running the Kenwood Tango Sierra 870, Bill, driving a pair of 811.
All right, well, you're 59 coming through, Fred, and just working, the slope is working very nicely here this afternoon. Just great to hear you again. And I hope that you are more active on 40 meters. Are you hanging out on some other band up on 20 meters or something, Fred? Over.
Just not really being on at all, Bill, to be honest with you. You're booming here as usual. The bands have just been so poor, Bill. I've not really been that active, over.
All right. Well, I think 40 meters is a place, is the parking lot where everybody's hanging out as we progress through these hard times, Fred, H.I., and it opens up quite nicely in the afternoons. Hey, 73s, and thank you for the call. If you go to my QRZ page, there's a lot of info up there about what we've been doing here for the last couple months at this QTH, and would love to hear you again on 40 meters, especially around this time and a little bit later as well, a little bit earlier, a little bit later. 73s, George Zero, Alpha Juliet Oscar, Alpha Oscar Juliet, W1 said what? Alrighty, 73, Fred, W1 said, why, are there any Victor Kilos long pass, stand by your bridge, so I'm going through gray line, any Victor Kilos, W1 said, why? Oh, okay, hang on, Europe, Victor Kilo 6, Whiskey Charlie, W1 said, why, good to hear you coming through, you're about a 57, 58 this afternoon, it's good to hear you, over. All right, thank you, John. It's always good to hear you coming through, and as you have for the last several years. And we are at a new location, running the same antennas, but we're right on the ocean, and it's the same same old setup, although we are using a TS-830 that we just took off the bench, testing it out. A VK6 Whiskey Charlie, W1 said what? All right. Thank you, John. Good to hear you again. And is there any other Victor Kilo in there before we go back to Europe? W1 said what?
Sugar 5. Zulu Sierra 5.
Zulu Sugar 5. Go ahead, over. Zulu Sugar 5. Hey, Zulu Sugar 5, Whiskey Tango Fox, W1ZY, good to hear you. You're 5 and 8, 5 and 9, into Rhode Island this rainy afternoon. Over.
Roger, good afternoon from that dark in South Africa at the moment. And contact your 509. 509 here in South Africa, east, about 40 kilometers away.
All right, good to hear you, Brian. We are using the TS-830 this afternoon after finishing its repair and alignment. And I know that we have some more tweaking to do, but we're happy to see it at least transmitting and receiving, and it's quite a interesting radio to operate. There's a lot of Europeans standing by, so I'll keep it short, but it's good to hear you coming through here. It's nice to know the propagation's open. It's a great signal. ZS5 Whiskey Tango Fox, W1 said what?
Roger,
thank you very much for being on the yeah, enjoy the good audio on the TSA. Thank you so much. Go ahead, Europe, if anybody's left. W1 said what?
Fox 6 India Echo Sugar.
Fox 6 India Echo Sugar, W1 said why. Good afternoon. My name is Bill, and I know we've talked many times. Let me look at the meter, over.
Yeah, Bill, nice to hear you. I could also hear the ZS6 Whiskey Tango Fox. Just you spoke with him, and I could hear him 5x7 here in the south of France. My name is Pierre, and we spoke before several times. And you're 5.9+5, even with the back of the beam, because I'm beaming right south now. I'm beaming straight to the south. To the south, over.
All right, well, you're 5/9, Pierre, and just a beautiful signal coming through with the antenna off to the side, basically. But good copy. Again, we're running the TS-830, about 500 watts, and we're using the phased verticals to the east or to the northeast. But good to hear you coming through, a booming signal even off the side of the monstrous antenna. Fox 6 India Echo Sugar, W1 said what?
Yeah, I just wanted to know if the ZS5 could hear me, but I suppose he's gone. He didn't reply. In case you can hear me, just give me a quick call, because this is not my frequency. ZS5WTF F6IES.
Roger, you're coming at 5/9. 5/9 is the GTH, basically.
Okay, 5/9, thank you very much. You're 5x8 here, 5x8. 73 from France. My name is Pierre. Bye-bye.
Roger,
73, Tango Hotel.
All right, Bruno, well, good to hear you. My name is Bill, Bravo India Lima Lima. You are 58 in Rhode Island, over.
Thank you for 58. I'm using only 100 watts, full size delta loop in not the current position. Can I ask you your call sign again?
Whiskey 1 Zulu Yankee, V1 Zulu Epsilon, over.
Thank you so much, Bill. Okay, have a nice day. Hope to see you again. And 73,
Bruno. All right, 73 is Bruno, and you're up to 59. 73 is CQ, making an audio recording at 6:29 savings time, calling CQ Europe. All right, many calling. Golf 5, golf, golf, something. Go ahead, over.
Yes, yeah, QSL 73. Florida 5, golf, golf, portable. Florida 5, golf, golf, United, portable in Central France.
Is that Germany, Germany, United?
Yeah, roger, got it.
Yeah, you're 59, almost 5 dB over in Rhode Island, over.
Yeah, QSL, many thanks. And so, also 5/9. 5/9 is report, talking to 400 km south from Paris. I'm south from Paris. I'm Portimo station, QSL.
And Harry, are you using 50 watts?
Sorry, yeah, go ahead.
What is your power? What is your power, over?
Yeah, but 1 kW, 1 kW, 1 antenna, 1 antenna, 1 kW.
Oh, okay, beautiful. Well, you're coming through beautifully, and we thank you for the report. I will say 73s and go back to picking up other stations, but thank you for the call. Fox 5, Golf, Golf United, W1ZY, Messi.
73, me, thanks, bye.
QRZ. Is that Italy Whiskey 2, Kilo Sugar Mike?
Yes, good evening, Italy, Washington 2, Kilowatt, Sierra, Mexico, QSL.
QSL, you are 59 plus 5 dB in Rhode Island, over.
Okay, very well. For you, the report is, Monza is 59. Monza is 10 kilometers for Milan, QSL.
All right, beautiful to hear Milan coming through. 73s, QRZ, W1ZY.
Okay, thank you, William. Thank you for contact and good luck. Bye-bye, William.
All right, the many calling, I'll try to pick up the pace. The Papa Echo 1 ending Japan.
Papa Echo 1, Whiskey Victoria Delta, you're
5.9. There we go, Papa Echo 1, Whiskey Victor Delta, you're 5.8, 5.9, over.
Okay, the name is in Whiskey India, Mike, in the Netherlands, and I think he is in 991
Alpha,
running
100
watts
in, over. All right, well, what is your power again, Wim, over?
100 watts in an N-Fed.
Oh, 100 watts into an N-Fed, beautiful. Well, you're making it through in very good fashion. 73s, QRZ, W1ZY.
9
Hotel. Okay, hang on, that station calling. We got you. 9 Hotel 1 Tango Tango, Andre. Go ahead, over.
Okay, Whiskey 1 Zulu 1 9H1 TT. Hi, William, good evening to you. Tracking 5 and 9, QSL.
Roger, you are peaking right at the 9 mark. We're using the TS-830 for the first time, giving it a test run. But good to hear you coming through, Andre, over.
Okay, sounding great indeed. Do you want to hear your transmission?
Yeah, we'll see how bad it is.
Come on. Just give me a 10-second over, go ahead.
All right, 9 Hotel 1 Tango Tango, W1ZY, testing out the TS-830, which has just been repaired and aligned over the last few days. We took it off the bench about 2 hours ago, and we're giving it a shakedown run here on Sunday afternoon. Over.
Okay, here we go.
All right, 9 Hotel 1 Tango Tango, W1ZY, TS-830, which has just been repaired and aligned over the last few days. We took it off the bench about 2 hours ago. We're giving it a shakedown run here on Sunday afternoon of it.
Okay, did you call me, William?
Oh, my God. Incredible. Well, that gives me a good idea of what it's sounding like, and I'll turn the processor down a little bit, but incredible. I appreciate that greatly, Andrea. Over.
You're welcome, my dear friend. I'm glad it's of some help for you. And that was raw without any noise reduction, so that was a raw take. William, I don't want to keep you. Just giving you a report here, you're really strong in the Mediterranean, QSL.
Yeah, you're 5 to 10 over. You just peaked 10 over at the end of that transmission, Andrea, over.
Okay, exactly your side as well. You just peaked 10 over 9 with me, QSL.
Yeah, you just went up very quickly to 10 over. Incredible. And I have the calibrated S-meter as well as they can be calibrated. I just did it yesterday morning, over.
Wow, that's great. It seems like you did a very good job on the radio, William. So I'm glad you're back in business with the radio, QSL.
Yeah, I can take the other one out, the TS-520. I want to go through that. And I also have some a speech processor that I use with the 520 internally. I built a second one. I have it in a box, and I'm going to try to add it to this contraption and get some noise gating because I can hear myself breathing, and it distracts me. But, yeah, thanks for that recording. It gives me confidence that the thing is working, Andrea. Over.
Thanks. You bet. It's really doing great indeed. Nice and solid ground modulation. No problems whatsoever. It's really sounding nice, William. Okay, William. Well, I don't want to keep you, William. I know there's other guys trying to call you. Thanks for coming back to the call. I look forward to working again.
I wish you all the best.
73, Willie. And to the next one, W1ZY9H1CT, so long.
All right, you almost went up to 15 over on that one, just fantastic. The sun is going down here, so we're rather excited. 73's W1ZY making an audio recording, calling CQ.
Italia Vittoria 3. Italia Victor 3.
Italia Victor 3.
Molto bene, buongiorno. Italia Victor 3. Europa e Tremiti. Bye bye.
Okay, Italy, Victor 3, Echo, X-ray, Whiskey, W1, Zulu, Yankee, grazie. 5 and 9, plus 5. 5, 9, plus 5 in Rhode Island. A beautiful, bellissimo signal. Avanti.
Sì, molto bene. Io sto andando con antenna di polo. Mio nome è Walter, ci sto trasmettendo della provincia di Udine, North East Italy. Roger?
Roger, beautiful, bellissimo. 100 watts di polo, 5-9, 5-9 plus 5. Molto bene, molto bene. 73s, grazie, QSO, contact e ciao. Italy, Victor 3, Echo X-ray Whiskey, W1 ZY, grazie.
W1
ZY, 3,
ciao, ciao.
Ciao, ciao, QRZ.
9-4-ZZ.
9-4-4, Zulu, go ahead, over.
Hello, Zulu, 5-5 plus in Europe, Zagreb, capital, Croatia. Mike, back to you, how do you copy me, W1ZY, 9-4-ZZ?
9A4ZZ, W1ZY, you are 10 dB over on my TS830 S meter. Just a fantastic signal, over.
Okay, you are 20 over 9 on my S meter on Canon 590 Sierra, and I'm using about at moment my power is 500 watts and flopper antenna, 40 meters long, playing to west to your direction. Thank you, Bill, for KSO, and I hope we meet many, many times in the future. 73, ciao.
Okay, thank you, Dan, and a big signal coming through. I have audio recording, and I post on the internet. Beautiful signal. Thank you for the big report. 9A4 Zulu Zulu, W1 said what?
Thank you, 73.
QRZ.
Victor Echo 1, Charlie Mike Delta.
All right, we got Echo Bravo. We got a bunch of other stations, but first we must go up to Corey. Victor Echo 1, Charlie Mike Delta, W1 Zulu Yankee. You are a huge signal tonight coming in, and I got a nice S meter to look at it on. Corey, over.
Yeah, really good there, Bill. Yep, beautiful copy on you tonight there. I can hear that sound of that nice old radio percolating very good, I think.
Yeah, you're 10 to 15 over, Corey, on the TS-830. I just put it on a couple hours ago, and we're testing it out. Over.
Yeah, absolutely fabulous, Bill. Fabulous. It sounds much stronger than the other one you were on, but it's a different sounding radio. It definitely, I like both, Bill. I can't. I think maybe the receive might be a little better than that one, but that sounds nice, and so does the other one.
Roger, and we are going to, of course, incorporate some more audio stuff into this 830. Let me play around with this RF processor, Corey. I'm taking it down now, all the way down. This is, that's a little bit of, that's nothing, and then we can turn it up. This is just the processor, and that's full bore, which I think is way too much, so we'll bring it down to what the book says. This is right about right here. But there's I miss my downward expander and the noise gate because I can hear myself breathing, monitoring myself on the 706, Corey. But we're happy to have it up, and we will smooth the audio out here in a moment. Victor Echo 1, Charlie Mike Delta, W1, said what?
Absolutely fabulous, Bill. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, no, it definitely has a unique sound. It's nice, crisp, but yet mellow. I don't know. There's just something. It's missing something a little bit or something, but it's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. I can't say anything.
All righty, beautiful. I appreciate that. And We're going to get it together here in a moment. But we're just trying to get this thing to see what it does, actually, essentially. The receiver is incredible. It's just a totally different experience, Corey, from the 520. I've been listening on the 520 for 46 years, and it's just, like, amazing to hear people's signals, all the low end and everything they have on. It's just incredible. Hey, 73s, Victor Echo 1, Charlie Mike Delta, you are in the recording, W1 said what? Coming back on to frequency, CQ Europe again, W1 said what?
Maybe you push UVFO on another frequency, Bill. Hi, Bill, 680T, over.
Yeah, monsieur. No, I had to go down and tell somebody to try to give me some more room. But I didn't need to because of this incredible signal that you're putting through, Monsieur Leroy. I have a TS-830 that I'm using right now, and I just fixed it. It has an accurate S meter, and you are almost 40 dB over, Monsieur. Fox 6, Charlie, Tango, Tango, W1 said what?
Roger, Bill. You are also the king. Big signal. So... good EX to you, and good evening, Bill. W1ZY, F6ATT.
You are QSBing all the way down to 20 over. Don't leave yet, monsieur. I know you can hardly speak English, but what did you have for dinner tonight, Joe? Over.
The dinner is... it's finished for a long time, but no problem. So... maybe I move on 80 meters, 75 meters now. W1ZY, F6ATT, over.
All right, good to hear you. And a big signal, 35, almost 40 over, just incredible. 73s, and again, we will talk to you soon. Fox 6, Charlie, Tango, Tango, W1 said what?
Okay, thank you, Bill. Good EX to you, bye-bye.
CL. CQ, W1 said what? We're checking out the signals. VO1 M0, standby. VO1 XT, go ahead, over.
Yeah, okay, very good, Bill. Thanks very much for picking up the call. You sound terrific on the E30, by the way. It's dialed in pretty good. A little over-focused, but sounds superb. The name is Dave. You're 5 and 9 plus 10 dB, running 100 watts and an inverted L wire. Nothing special here, Bill. W1ZY, VO1XT, over.
All right, VO1XT, W1 said why. You are 5 and 9, right on the money, Dave, and it's good to hear you coming through. Yes, can you give me, is it a little bit too aggressive on the audio, over?
Slightly, just a little too crunchy is how I would describe it, Bill.
Okay, let me, Ola, 1, 2, 3, bring that down a little bit, and bring that down. Is that getting a little better, over? Oops, I got some QR Mexico. Again, Dave, over.
Yeah, it's just slightly, a little too crunchy. It's a little too overprocessed, but not much.
Okay, very good. Ola, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. I'm just trying to get this thing set up. I do it the way the manual tells me to, but then we, I might not have aligned it. Let me give it more ALC, or at least mic gain. And then bring that up a little bit. I think I can understand what you're saying on that audio deal. Hey, thanks a lot, Dave. I really appreciate it. Victor Oscar 1, X-ray Tango 59, W1 said what? Thank you so much. It sounds better in the receiver, too, than I'm listening to. Mike Zero, Echo Bravo Juliet, is it? Go ahead, over.
Yeah, very good to see you, Echo. 61 Bravo Japan. The name is Steve Bill. He worked last week, I think.
All right, very good. You are 59, 5-9, right on the money, Steve, into Rhode Island tonight. And I hope you had a good weekend. Over.
Yeah, I did have a very good weekend. Yeah, Bill. I think I had an hour for my audio when we last spoke, so hopefully I've cleared the problem. 400 watts on the left center fed dipole. Back to you, Bill.
And what was the issue? Let me turn down this a little bit. Hang on, I'm sorry. What was the issue before with the audio, Steve? Over.
Yeah, I had a bad connection on my bus bar. A bad connection on the bus bar behind the radio between the one of the connections on my speaking system there. And I think I've cleared it. It's obviously okay tonight with you.
No, oh, yeah, it's great. You got good audio. Is it? Was it breaking out? In other words, the audio would come and go, and it was intermittent or something?
When I spoke to you, you said I was overdriving it, but I wasn't actually overdriving it. And when I modelled for it, I put the headphones on, I realised there was some RF in the audio, so I checked all the connections and I thought, aha! So we're using the 400 watts again, and they've had no problems since, Bill, so I appreciate your comment last week. W1ZY, beautiful signal, and the radio sounded much fine this way, Bill, back to you.
All right, thank you, and we're trying to dial it back a little bit. But incredible. I'm glad that you got that sorted out. And you sound really good over here. Very clean and very nice copy. I wish my audio could be as nice as yours. Maybe I should turn down this processor a little bit more as we try to get ourselves a little bit more used to this this thing here. Alrighty, 73s, and thank you. I'm glad that you got it sorted out. It must have been fun when you found out what the problem was. M0, Echo, Bravo, Japan, W1, said what?
Yeah, I'm very pleased there, Phil. Anyway, a pleasure to work you again. Look forward to the next one. Take care. W1ZY, M0EBJ, clear. Bye-bye, Bill.
73s, W1ZY, calling CQ. The Lima, many calling Lima 4, Echo Oscar United, is it?
Okay, negative. Delta Lima 4, Echo Alpha Uniform, Lima 4, EAU. Good evening, William.
Good evening, Delta Lima 4, Echo Alpha United, Echo Oscar United. Excuse me, Delta Lima 4, Echo Alpha United. You're 59, about 5 dB over into Rhode Island, and quite a nice signal coming through. Over.
Yeah, okay, good evening. You're right, the name is Tom Tango Oscar Mike. Thomas, the name and conditions are running about 400 watts. 400 watts in a 50 meter vertical, 50 meter top loaded vertical, and CDH central part of Germany, about 100 kilometers south of Hanover. Yankee DL4EAU.
All right, DL4EAU, W1ZY, you're peaking up to 10 over 9, Tom, so. Some great propagation. There's a lot of very loud European stations on. So we're all incredibly happy to have such good conditions. We're using an old, TS-830, as you probably heard, and we're trying to check it out and get it set up so it doesn't sound too bad. But a hell of a good signal coming through. 73s, Delta Lima 4, Echo Alpha United from W1ZY. Over.
Okay, William. Thank you very much for a short contact.
Many calling G3WRO. Go ahead, over.
September 2016 and also October 2017. rain is key. I'm north east of London in a town called Harlow, and your I was listening to the test you're having on your audio, and it actually sounds nice. Very, very nice, nice and clean, really nice, nicely modulated signal, Bill, and you are 20 dB 09 with a little bit of QSC. W1ZY,
all right, George 3, Whiskey Radio Oscar, W1ZY. Great to hear from you, Keith. You're 58 to 59, 5859. Beautiful signal coming through. And I'm trying to dial back. I can hear it a little bit in the in my monitor receiver, but we're trying to find what the correct correct settings are. And of course, it might be the alignment, but I also can look over at the amplifier and get a better idea there. I don't want to become too obsessed with this, but this is the 1-2. This is the name of the game here, the name of the beast, so to speak. There's two controls, so I'll keep it like kind of like right there. You're coming through really nicely, Keith, and I appreciate the nice report, and I appreciate the comments. Back out to you. I'm making an audio recording. G3 Whiskey Radio Oscar, W1 said what? George 3, Whiskey Radio Oscar, W1 said, why, beautiful transmission. To clarify, Keith, I'm making the audio recording. I have an audio recording that I'm making, and I'm going to post it up onto the internet. It'll probably be up there tomorrow, early morning, if you're interested in checking out your signal, which is quite a nice one. Hey, I'm glad that the temperatures or that the nastiness is gone, hopefully, from the weather. We have the same thing here last weekend, a lot of snow, which actually did stick around for a while. 73 from Rhode Island, and thank you for the call. George 3, Whiskey Radio Oscar, W1 said what? All right, 73s, it sounds great over here. All the best. W1 said what? Victor Kilo 6, Kilo Radio Charlie. Good to hear you still loitering about. Go ahead, over. All right. Well, we always like to hear that. VK6, Kilo Radio Charlie, W1 said why. You're coming up too. You're 59 solid. And since our last QSO about an hour ago, I'm trying to learn more about how to use this contraption here, this 830. and we're trying to, I think I'm getting it dialed in a little bit better for the receive capability and hopefully also the audio. A little bit too much compression initially. But I've got you dialed in pretty nicely here using all these different things that are, what, 35, 45 years old, but for me are brand new, the IF shift and the variable passband and the notch filter to dial in. Every signal has a different profile. And yours has a lot of lows in it, which are very pleasant to listen to, John, but it's the first time I've been able to zero in on them in my receive capability, because the 520 does not have any of this stuff on it at all. It has just like a huge roaring rush, you know, noise. I can't get rid of the noise. I can just crank back the RF gain. So we're all very excited here by the entire prospect HI. Anyway, we're obviously having some fun here this afternoon. Back out to you, and let's see how this path holds up. Victor Kilo, 6 Kilo Radio Charlie, W1 said what? Victor Kilo, 6 Kilo Radio Charlie, W1 said, why? Thank you for that nice flowers there. I'm disturbed by the fact that I can hear my breath as I'm talking. The other rig has a processor in it with a downward expander, which I'm going to be putting onto this thing. I have a second processor that I built, and we will put that in ASAP and start to play around with it. But, yeah, I'm just completely obsessed with this 830, having worked on it for the last couple of weeks, John. I think I probably already told you what was wrong with it. The plate choke was blown. The band switch wasn't synchronized. I mean, there's transistors blown out in the PTT line. Oh, my God, the tube, the driver tubes pins had cracked underneath the board, and it just goes on and on. So, and it was really, it was way out of alignment. But we're happy to get it going again. We need to get some screws for the cabinet. I'm using sheet metal screws right now. And, of course, we got to paint it and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, I'm just making conversation in my own self-absorbed manner, as usual, John. To give you something to listen to over there as the sun continues to rise in the sky. Over here, the view out the east windows and the south windows is one of darkness descending upon a fog. And there is some wind blowing, too. So we have a one of those Jack the Ripper type scenes outside both windows right now as we go into gray line. And so it's always interesting to check this path out. As we have this alteration, as I'm experiencing right now, and as you just experienced about an hour ago, I think. Back to you, Long Path, Victor Kilo 6, Kilo Radio Charlie, W1 said what?
I would say the way you get it, you have to get a few ways and then get you off the alpha 3.
Now you, you're feeling it that there's too many lows in this thing or in the 520, John, over. I don't mind the critic. I don't have those relationships with these objects. I'm just curious to hear what you're hearing on the other end, because it really helps me. Is this one here got the too many lows, or is it the TS-520, John, over? Oh, the 830, the TS-830, that's what I'm using right now. There's too many lows, over. Oh, I don't mind that at all. Excellent. I appreciate that. And I think that you're right. I do have a switch. Let me throw this thing. All right. I don't know if that helps out, but who cares? This is just the microphone going in, and I don't have anything. I'm not doing anything yet to the audio. John, I just got the microphone going into the rig. And so we will definitely take care of that in a moment. But I really appreciate that, those super critical comments. I would tend to agree. I mean, I can understand exactly why you would think that, because this microphone right here is extremely bassy with the 520. And in fact, I have to send it out and equalize it just to take the low end off of it, given my voice. So I appreciate those comments. But we're just happy that, you know, the thing is, it hasn't blown up or anything yet. But I do understand what you're saying, and I would in the back of my mind, as the connoisseur of knowing what's going on here, I can see why you would say that, because it's got to be true, given the microphone I'm using, the old Ewer tape recorder microphone. Thank you for saying that. Thank you for pointing that out. Victor Kilo 6, Kilo Radio Charlie Long Path, W1, said what? Oh my God, VK6ATB, W1 said why. Have you just popped up on frequency? I haven't been talking to you, have I?
No, you've been talking to Bob.
Okay, because you guys have very similar voices, and I thought, my God, maybe I was doing something a faux pas. Hey, good to hear you. I am distracted as I have this conversation with you guys with the receive. I'm using a lot of the notch filter in particular, rolling that around with the various selectivities try to learn how to maximize copy on different bandwidths of signals, the lows. John, you've got a lot of lows in your signal, which are great, but it's interesting to watch how all the controls can be manipulated in order to maximize our intelligibility on different frequencies. In the on the 520, I don't hear any of this stuff. I don't hear those. I don't hear these lows. Maybe the rig isn't aligned properly, which is likely. But it's just it's a totally different disorienting experience to do this over on an 830, even though it's like what 45 years old. Because the last 46 years I've been doing it through this TS-520. So it's that's the major mind blower right now, which is why I'm distracted. I can't really have a conversation unless we're talking about this 830, so forth and so on. But we do appreciate the company as we go into gray line here. The cars have their headlights on, and we are almost at the point where we can't see out the windows anymore. Victor Kilo 6 Alpha Tango Bravo, VK 6 Alpha Kilo Radio Charlie, W1 said what?
W1 did more, VK 6 Alpha Tango Bravo. The fact 590 is the previous time that I was with you, nice on there.
Standby, frequency in use. All right, VK6KRC, VK6ATB, W1 said why. Very good. Interesting about the being, I think it was 300 kilometers between you two guys, John and Trevor, and a difficult copy. But you're both about the same signal strength, and you have similar voice profiles, so it's easy to set the receiver up and to sit back and listen. And there's some other stations, of course, that come in because they don't know the frequencies in use because their antennas are probably too low or they're in different locations or something. But just fascinating to hear you guys coming through and to watch the gray line. I'm really interested in knowing what happens to this path as I go into darkness and how long it lasts before it drops out, particularly on these antennas with their takeoff angle quite low, to see what happens on this path, the long path as it shifts. There's so many different things that can happen to this path to cause it to go away outside of QR Mexico. And it's always fascinating with folks that will hang out and watch the signals and see what happens towards the end. They try, like watching a sunset, and then that last moment after the sun goes over the horizon, if you can see it from the west, and there's a little green flash at the end of the refracted color, and the green gets through right before it it's gone. And that's what I think about it with regard to this path here. But yeah, we can. I'm trying to learn how to do this. I can crank up the speech compressor, turn up the audio, but I don't think that that's the correct way to do it. and maybe a little more close miking on it would be better. But I'll check it out. I'll get it down here in a moment. Anyway, back out to you, Trouble. Victor Kilo 6 Alpha Tango Bravo, Victor Kilo 6 Kilo Radio Charlie, both long past W1 said what?
Claudio, ci sei qua? Mi senti? 40 metri? Italy, solo zero, Germany, Yankee Radio.
Stand by.
It sounds like the
yeah, the Italian, the Italians, the Europeans are getting antsy, travel over.
Yeah, no, there's nothing on the frequency apart from you. They're here.
That's incredible. I just had a 40 over Italian. Back out to you, travel over. VK6ATB, VK6KRC, W1ZY. Yep, Trouble, you're both of you guys are around 5'7", 5'8", sometimes flirting with the 9 mark. So just incredible. I mean, this path looks like it has a lot of stamina, but just incredible to again watch what's happening there. Hey, I think I'll try to go back over to the Europeans or shut down here to try to get some soup on. I need to eat dinner here, but I appreciate the company, and it's just incredible to watch the path. Doing what it does here. Back out to you. We'll go back to travel. VK6ATB, VK6KRC, W1 said what?
Hello, there you go. CW1.
Yeah, bye.
And I'll put back to W1. Give it off to 80 minutes. VK6KRC, VK6ATB.
Stand by.
It's just remarkable to watch the fact that I can still copy you guys, no problem. I mean, it's not any slight indication there's going to be any fading. It's just incredible. All right, 73s, and we'll go back, I guess, to the Europeans and check them out. 73s, and we just really hope to run into you guys again. I appreciate you guys hanging out with me. VK6 KRC, VK6 ATB, long path, W1 said Y, 73. Great signals. Any Europeans? W1 said what? All right, everybody's incredibly loud. I can't pick one out. QRZ.
Italy, 2-0, Golf Yankee Radio, just to say hello.
All right, Italy Zulu Zero, Golf Yankee Radio, W1ZY. You're very loud. Go ahead, let me check you out. Over.
Yes, thank you very much. You are very loud and very strong. You're 59 in Rome. 5'9" here in Rome. Name here is Tony, Tango, Ocean, Nancy Yankee. We had a lot of contact before. Over.
Roger, Tony, you're 10 to 15 dB over. You're just incredibly loud here tonight. Over.
Okay, thank you very much. There is a friend of ours, Claudio in Rome, did Delta Julia Kilowatt. He is just to finish to build up an antenna. It's a QRP station. Would you please stand by one moment for this friend of ours, Claudio, here in Rome? Claudio, go ahead, over.
You're 20 over.
Hi, Claudio.
To India Zero, Yankee Bravo Hotel.
Stand by.
Claudio. DS Jack. DS Jack. Are you by the frequency, Claudio?
Claudio, are you there, Claudio? Over.
Okay, then no problem, Claudio. He's not ready. He's not still ready. He's testing an antenna, but something is going wrong. Thank you very much, 73. I apologize. Arrivederci, ciao.
All right, what is my signal right now? Over.
Yeah, you are 10 over 9, so 20 over 9, something like that. There is another station here from Rome. It's Lorenzo, Kilo Echo Hotel. Kilo Echo Hotel. Lorenzo, are you by the frequency?
Yeah. Okay, Roger. Italy Uniform Zero, Kilo Echo Hotel. Good evening, my friend.
Italy United Zero, Kilo Echo Hotel, W1ZY. You're 59. Beautiful signal. Over.
Over. Yes, okay. Thank you. 73, please. 95 from Rome. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. 73, ciao da Roma.
Okay, grazie. And GYR, you are 20 dB over on peak. Just incredible. Over.
Yes, I apologize. Some friend of mine, local station here, tried to make the trip with this beautiful propagation. Thank you. 73 from Roma. Ciao.
A big signal. I have audio recording. 73's QRZ. Okay, the Bravo, the mini, I got some calls down. The Bravo Hotel.
Okay, thank you. That is the call. 2-India-0, Yankee Bravo Hotel.
QSL? Roger. Go ahead. Let me get a recording of you. Go ahead.
Okay, Bill, thank you very much for taking the call. You're bringing in here tonight. You're 5-9 plus 10 dB here.
All right, James, you're 59 into Rhode Island, a beautiful copy, and we have an audio recording running, which we're going to post on the Internet. So can you describe for me your station? Over. James, can you give me a description of your working condition? All right, I guess he's gone. The Mike India Zero, go ahead. CQDX, W1ZY. All right, James, are you back?
November 8, America.
Okay, stand by, Morocco. James, go ahead, over.
Yes, a lot of QRM, but probably copy the
All right, very good. James, I got an audio recording of you, and I'll post it on the Internet. It's a long recording, but I want you to hear yourself coming through. Just a great signal. 73s, Charlie Nancy 8, Alpha Alpha Kilo, s'il vous plaît, monsieur, over.
I am Charlie Nancy 8, America Kilo, operator name Abdel. My name is Abdel. Alpha Bravo Delta, Colima.
My name is Abdel. America, Boston, Denmark, Guadalima.
Roger, Abdel, you're 5'9 plus 5. A 5'9 plus 5, a beautiful signal in Rhode Island. And my name is Bill. Bravo, India, Lima, Lima. Over.
Your station is very well, my friend. Very good. You're Lot 459 in Casablanca. My QTH Casablanca. Roger.
Roger, you're 10 dB over from Rhode Island. And what is your antenna and your power? Just a big signal, over.
My condition work. Yes, separation Fox Tango, separation ATC. My antenna vertical, 10 meters, homemade, construction casa, homemade. My power, 100 watts, Roger.
Incredible, 100 watts, a beautiful vertical. Just a fantastic signal, 5'9 plus 10. I'm running two homemade verticals and about 500 watts, and we are on the ocean in Rhode Island. A beautiful copy. Masalam to you, my friend, and thank you for the call. Shukran. Charlie Nancy 8, Alpha Alpha Kilo, W1, said what?
Okay.
73, CQ, making an audio recording at 7:21 Eastern Daylight Savings Time, W1, said what?
Okay.
Is there, hang on, stateside, is there a Charlie X-ray? Anyway, one more time to Europe, but we'll go back over to the States in a sec. Any more Europeans? W1 said why?
Guglielmo, Italy, Victor 3, Tango, Italy, Quebec.
Italy, Victor 3, Tango, India, Quebec. You're 59 plus 5. Bellissimo, over.
Oh, thanks. You are also very strong this evening for me. 73 and good X in Bill. Ciao, ciao.
All right, Francesco, you're 10 dB over. Just incredible. 73's QRZ. All right, we're going to go to stateside. Stand by. Stateside, go ahead, over.
November. Kilo 9, uniform Romeo Tango.
K9 URT, you're 59 plus 10, over.
Roger, 59 plus 10. What's your call again, real quick?
Whiskey 1, Zulu Yankee.
Whiskey 1, Zulu Yankee. All righty, 73, and best of luck.
15 over. Any more stateside? W1 said what?
November, Charlie 2 Tango.
NC2T, 5'9 plus 5 to 10, a great signal into Rhode Island. Over.
Thank you. We're in North Carolina on a ICOM 7100 with a screwdriver antenna. You are my first contact and my new rig.
Awesome. And what is the, what kind of rig is it?
It's ICOM 7100.
Well, very good. And you're using the screwdriver antenna as a base antenna, as a home antenna, Charles. Over.
Nope, we are
mobile
with it.
Damn, well, you're like 59. My congratulations to you, over.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, congratulations on that and on the retirement there. And I hope that you enjoy that. It's a beautiful part of the country, and hope you do well down there. HI 73's from Rhode Island. November Charlie 2 Tango. W1 said what? Looking back towards Europe, W1 Zulu Yankee calling CQ, standing by. Mexico 1, Echo Charlie. Thank you. I heard you in there many times. You're 58 into Rhode Island. Over. Yeah, David, could you copy the Victor Kilo stations?
Yes,
Understood, understood. Well, it's good to know that. That's incredible. They were they had great signals, and that path looked like it wasn't about to quit for a while. So we're very very surprised on that. Hey, 73s, and we're going to try to put some soup on for dinner here. I made some bean soup yesterday, and I'm looking forward to getting that heated up. Thanks for staying in. I heard you in there for a while, in a long while, so I really appreciate it, Dave, especially with you staying up a lot later than I am right now. I appreciate it. M1 ECC, W1 said what? All right, 73s, and thanks again, W1 Zulu Yankee 73.
Mike India 5, America Foxtrot Kilowatt, any copy that over?
Oh yeah, MI5 AFK W1 said why, good to hear you coming in. Let me look at the S meter. I'm using the TS-830 tonight for the first time, so we're a little slow, and we're talking a lot. MI5 AFK, W1 said what?
W1 ZY, MI5 AFK, returning to Super Job Bell, and you're 59 plus here, beautiful signal there. Nice to get, but let's see most of the night there. There's a couple of guys here in Northern Ireland trying to get the whole lead, but anyway, so a couple of TI-0 guys trying to get the whole lead. But anyway, you're setting the direction 5 and 9
plus 15, 20 dB here, over. All right, beautiful. You're 59 and you're peaking up to about 5, almost 10 dB over, so it's a hell of a very nice propagation tonight, Harper, over.
Yeah, I did. I'm only running one vertical. We do have two phase verticals here, but the other one's lying down in the garden. I'll have to get the other one up and running here.
Yeah, absolutely, and get the phasing correct and tune them properly before you ask them to couple, so to speak, Harper, over.
Okay, not a problem. Yeah, a little bit of work in there, Bill, for sure there. Bill will give you a quick call, Bill, I'm not going to hold it, but Bill, there's a couple of guys in my country here trying to get you a couple of 2I0s. If you want to give them a quick call, they've been trying for quite a while, over.
Yeah, not a problem. We'll stand by. A nice clear frequency, and of course, we're making an audio recording, Harper. Go ahead, over.
Okay, the 2I0 guys, try Bell 9. There's a 2I0 Kilo Yankee there, Bell. Copy, I'm over.
Yep, I thought I heard somebody else with a high frequency signal, 2I0 Kilo Papa Yankee. You've got a great signal. You're at least a 5 and 8 into Rhode Island, over.
We're on your net down, you're a 5 and 9 plus back in the North Island. I'm only about 15 miles from Harbour there.
All right, very good. And what is your antenna over there, over? Is it 10? Did you say 10 to 35 feet?
No, 362 feet.
And how high up is it?
35.
All right, beautiful. Wow, you got a good signal. You're 58, 59 here into Rhode Island, and good to hear you coming through. It's dark now. We went through the darkness about 15 minutes ago. 2 India 0 Kilo Papa Yankee, W1 said what?
W1 ZY, 2 India 0 Kilo Papa Yankee.
Frequency is occupied. Thank you. All right. Anyway, somebody was tuning up without asking. Back over to you, Harper. Over.
Okay. Yes. No problem at all there. We have another friend, Bill. We don't want to hold you too long. We have another friend on the side here. He's called us 2 India 0 Yankee Bravo Hotel. His name is James. I don't know if he's still there or not. He's trying for YDH. We'll pass it back over to you, Bill, to get him a call there. Over.
2 India 0 Yankee Bravo Hotel, W1 Zulu Yankee, standing by. All right, did he just transmit to Harper?
Yeah, I thought he was calling. I don't know what popped up now. Okay, bro, I'm on hold. You're doing a live recording, bro.
Hank Lancey on Thursday at Severe Gales. So,
Alrighty. Well, I hope all that. I hope that things get to, I hope everybody gets springtime here. We've had a little bit of snow here for the last week, not a problem, but it's starting to feel like the seasons are about to change. Hey, 73s, and thank you for passing those two stations to me, Harper. And again, a big signal from you. All the best from Succotash Salt Marsh to India. Mike India 5, Alpha Fox Kilo, W1ZY.
W1ZY from Mike India 5,
America Fox Kilo returning. And I don't know what happened to James, but keep an ear out open for him at 290YDH. He was giving me a call, but I don't know what happened there. Bell, sorry for taking your time up. Thanks for coming back to the call. I'm 73 from Northern Ireland. The time here is about 11:30 in the evening. 2.2 degrees. And snowing outside. 73 from Belfast, Northern Ireland. Bye-bye.
All right, 73s, W1ZY, standing by.
Oscar Echo 8, Fox Echo Kilo.
Oscar Echo 8, Fox Echo Kilo, W1ZY, Guten Abend, big signal into Rhode Island. Over.
Roger that. Well, Bill, I was speaking to you for now almost 2 hours, even longer than that, and I could also receive just faintly the Australian stations, but I had to use my headphones to receive them. They were really weak over here. But your signal was constantly S9 and sometimes you see even S20 above. But now I notice that there's more CSP on this frequency than half an hour ago. W1ZY, OE8FEK.
All right, OE8FEK, W1ZY, very good, Erwin. Yeah, that's interesting because, again, we went into gray line about 40 minutes ago, so it's interesting that you note some more QSB on the signals over the last half hour. So that's an interesting note to make. And I don't even have to tell you anything. I would be just repeating myself because you've been listening for so long, and I appreciate that. And I hope that this radio is sounding okay. We'll try to get the audio a little bit better, but we're just giving it a good shakedown here. It's not responding. Some of the meter readings aren't what they should be with regard to the ALC and the drive level. Like, I should actually be driving it right about right here is what the manual says for the ALC. And the compressor is just flickering a little bit. They say I should run it like up around here and then go back over here. And that looks like it's running properly, but it doesn't sound right. So we'll bring it down here. And we got, I guess, more tweaking to do with it. But I appreciate you giving us that long-term report, Erwin. Good signal. You're 5, sometimes 10 over. Oscar Echo 8, Fox Echo Kilo, W1 said what?
Roger. W1ZY, Oscar Echo 8, Fox Echo Kilo. Well, when you turned on your compressor towards more power, your signal went up to S9 plus 10, and it sounded more punching. However, I'm not an audio freak, and I don't as much about signal quality as long as I can understand what's being talked. And some
have it at ham seat, quite different. However, when you push up the game, your signal is more punching and it's definitely stronger. I could proceed.
Fox Echo Kilo, W1ZY, band is shifting here or something's happening. But we will, I've got it set up where the manual says it should be. It just sounds, different in the in my monitor receiver. It's, and it probably should sound different, but a little bit heavy on the compression. But I hope you can still hear me. I think the band is shifting for us now as we go into deeper darkness. 73's Erwin, and again, I hope you can still copy me. Oscar Echo 8, Fox Echo Kilo, W1 said what? All right, 73s, and yeah, we'll be having that soup, some soup here in a moment. 73s, and thank you again, OE8, Fox Echo Kilo, W1 said by 73. QRZ? Is there a Yankee Oscar? All right, let's check out our readings here. Ola, 1, 2, 3. W1 Zanzibar, Yokohama, calling CQDX, standing by. All right, I have to get used to adjusting this rig. I'm sorry, I'm like somebody who doesn't know how to drive. QRZ, W1 said what? All right, the Mike Whiskey Zero Yankee, go ahead, over. The Mike Whiskey Zero. The Kilo Whiskey, not you. The Mike Whiskey Zero. Go ahead. Mike Whiskey Zero, Yankee Alpha Golf. W1 said, wow, you're very loud. We got South America coming in now. You're 59 in Rhode Island. Over. Okay, I'm not talking to South America right now. Mike Whiskey Zero, Yankee Alpha Golf, again, please, over.
Yeah, Mike Whiskey Zero,
I think last time you were 60 over, you're peaking on about 40 over there.
All right. Goodbye, South America. Again, if you're QRP station, give me another transmission now that the South American is gone, because I'm trying to make a recording of you. You've got a great signal, over.
Well, over. This is a week ago. I think you were about 60 over.
Similar setup again.
All right, very good. And I'm just trying to get a recording of you. How much power are you running, over? Is it 10 watts?
5 watts.
5 watts. And what is the antenna?
10 meter vertical, homemade. 10 meter vertical with raised again.
All right, and raised aerials, very nice. MW0 Yankee Alpha Golf, is that the right call sign?
We did contact about just over a week ago.
All right, that's incredible. 40 over, 60 over, it's all incredible to me, just amazing. And I'm trying to log you in. Your call sign is Mike Whiskey Zero, Yankee Alpha Golf, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. I think I'm recording from last time. I think we have an Italian speaker which is interfering. But yeah, I think I'm recording from last time, and thank you very much for that.
All right, very good. And again, we're trying to get you onto the recording. You're running 5 watts into a vertical. How long ago did you make the vertical, over?
A couple of months old now, the vertical. It's a raised junction, about 10 raised junctions from the ground. There's a wire just lifted, it's lazy round the top there.
Awesome. And what's the radio system? Is it elevated radials? And the ground system underneath the vertical, what are you using for the ground system, over?
It's very similar to my mobile setup. The mobile is 10 to vertical, 1 ground. This is 10 to vertical with about 10 ground games, but they're all just floating. So 10 just to wire, basically, is ground pointing out in different directions.
Alrighty, you're 58, you almost made it up to S9 on that transmission, just fantastic. Well, it's fantastic to hear you, Andy, and I'm telling you, man, it's a hell of an incredible 5-watt signal coming across the Atlantic Ocean. It's amazing. Marconi would freak out. His business would go bankrupt with that 5-watt signal. 73's from Rhode Island. I got an audio recording. We're going to post it up on the Internet, and it'll probably be up there tomorrow. People have to approve it, and if you really hunt towards the end of it, you're going to probably find yourself in there. It's incredible. MW0YAG, thanks for the 40 over. W1 said what?
Yeah, thanks very much. You just keep on the 60 over again. So, thanks very much for that. That's an excellent.
Yeah, you're 59. Incredible. Let me take myself out of all of the audio stuff that I just did to the rig. Calling CQ, W1 said what?
Kilo Echo 4, Yankee Mike X-ray.
All right, standby Europe. Kilo Echo 4, Yankee Mike X-ray, go ahead, over.
Thank you so much for picking me up. You're very strong here, modulation really nice. You're 5'9 in Miami, Florida. Fernando is the handle here, and KE4YMX in Miami, Florida again.
All right, KE4YMX, W1 said, well, you're 59 plus about 5 up here into Rhode Island. And my name is Bill, Bravo, India, Lima, Lima. Over.
Thank you, Bill. Yeah, I'm operating here mobile in from the car. I'm testing out a new antenna, actually. I'm running a Ziegu with 19 watts and into a handstick on top of the roof rack.
Well, you're 59. It's just incredible. Again, I'm making an audio recording, and I'm going to post it on the Internet. If you go to my QRZ page, there's a link. And if you search through the recording, because it's a couple hours long, you may find yourself at the end. Just incredible signal coming in tonight from you. 59 and a little bit over. Kilo Echo 4, Yankee Mike X-ray, W1 said what?
W1 said what? K4YMX73, thank you so much. I'll look for the recording.
73s. W1 said why, looking back at Europe, calling CQ, standing by. Something Yankee Lima? Hello, Anthony. Kilo Delta 8, Whiskey Yankee Lima. You're about 59 plus 5 with very high-pitched audio. My name is Bill, and I'm in Rhode Island. Over.
Roger that, Bill, in Rhode Island. You are sounding wonderful here along the shores of Lake Erie. And top of the evening to you.
Good to hear you coming through. And what is your antenna and your power? Over.
We're running 100 watts on a wire. Using my infid from Maple Leaf. It's about 54 feet long.
All right, Tony. Well, that's I spent some time about a month ago up on 40 meters in the morning talking to somebody and about the Great Lakes. And I was looking at a map when I was doing it, and it was really fascinating to see all of the different places up there. And also the all the different nooks and crannies that are up there. So I came away with a renewed interest in that that area up there. Just enormous. That lake is enormous. Those things are huge up there. You're coming in beautifully down here though tonight, Tony. Kilo Delta 8 Whiskey Yankee Lima W1 said what?
Roger that. You are 5'9" plus 15 on this end. You sound just like a broadcast radio station here in Cleveland. Lake Erie is one of the five Great Lakes, and what's really fun about it is you can start out in Cleveland and drive along the lake and go all the way to Niagara Falls.
All along the lake shore, just incredible. And your signal is peaking up around to 15 over on that transmission. Just incredible. Beautiful, beautiful copy. Hey, we'll say 73s. I think that we're going to try to get some dinner coming up here. So we'll shut down, keep the receiver on. But we want to get some soup going that we made yesterday. 73s from Rhode Island. Great to hear you. Kilo Delta 8 Whiskey Yankee Lima. W1 said why. 73s, Tony.
Roger that. The blessing is definitely on this end. W1ZY. I enjoy the soup. And as always, we just say God's grace around your place. Hopefully we'll hear you again. W1ZY. Kilo Delta 8 Whiskey Yankee Lima. 73.
73s and thank you. W1 said what?
Kilo Delta Zero. W1 said what? Kilo Delta Zero. X-ray here.
The Kilo, there's 2 Kilo Delta Zeros, but I really got to go and eat some dinner. The Kilo Delta Zero with a Yankee?
Kilo Delta Zero, Yankee X-ray here. I'm Mark here in Missouri. I'm running barefoot on a CS-180S with a 5RV. You're coming here about 10 over.
All righty, good to hear you coming in. You're 59 plus 5 into Rhode Island, and my name is Bill, Bravo, India, Lima, Lima. We're testing out a rig this afternoon that we did some work on, and we're just very happy to be able to hear you coming through. Kilo Delta Zero, X-ray, Yankee, Lima, W1 said what? Right, I misspoke. I have it logged correctly, Mark, HI. 73s, and I guess we'll put out, there's somebody else out there. Go ahead, over.
Are you running this?
Yes, I am, Tony, over.
Wow. You need to box them up and start selling them.
The Kilo Delta, thank you. Kilo Delta Zero? Kilo Delta Zero, Tango Zulu Zulu, you're 58-9 into Rhode Island, over. Well, I have a notch filter now, but I'm not quick enough to get at it. Could you repeat the report again, over? Jefferson City, Missouri. Very good, Don. Again, my name is Bill. I'm in Matunic, Rhode Island, right on the south coast of the state. We're running about 500 watts, and the antenna is two homemade verticals in a tidal salt marsh. Kilo Delta Zero, Tango Zulu Zulu, W1 said what? Sounds good. Hey, we'll say 73s and try to hop out and get some dinner, but we'll keep the receiver on. 73s, Don, and thank you. KD0 Tango Zulu Zulu W1 said what? And we are going to go QRT temporarily, but we'll be back. I'll keep the receiver on. W1 said what?
November Juliet.